It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already close to the end of March, March 27th and 28th, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to it on Saturday, March 27th, it'll be right after the 9 o'clock news. And I want to give a big shout-out to my guest last week, Tim Allison, who's the Chief Advancement Officer for the Community College System of New Hampshire, which has been in the news lately for a number of things. All good. Certainly, from an economic perspective, the community college system has really helped people get their higher education degrees. And it's been in the news, too, because the governor is proposing that the community college system get merged with the overall university system. So, in any event, thank you, Tim, for hosting with me March 20th and 21st. But this weekend with me is the world-famous Eleanor Vienne, who's been with us for many, many, many years at Northeast Delta Dental and is the lead on a program that we call PANDA, which stands for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. And in the spirit of making sure that I was in the milieu for this, I actually brought in the panda bear by my side because it is something that we give out to the dental office teams when we complete the training. So, Eleanor, thank you for joining me. And tell us about your career at Northeast Delta Dental. I know you started right out of kindergarten.
Yeah, out of kindergarten in 1991.
Okay.
So. at the end of this month, April, coming month April, I'll have 30 years in with the company. It's been a joy and a pleasure, believe me. And one of the particular things that I enjoy is being on our foundation, which supports the PANDA program, Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. This program is offered to our tri-state dentists and their offices to help them recognize the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect, what reporting mechanisms are in each state, what their responsibilities as reporters are, and exactly where to make the report. We also like to stress that this is a voluntary thing, that you're not accusing anybody of anything. You're just reporting concerns to the proper authorities and let them do their great work.
Exactly. So April, of course, which is coming right up, is Child Abuse Prevention Month, so it's quite appropriate that we have you, Eleanor, on March 27th and March 28th. So I know that there are a lot of external stakeholder partners in this effort, including, you know, in our sister state, you know, Vermont. So tell us about all the various partners, you know, that help us with this effort, and then I'm going to ask you to kind of talk about pre-COVID, when you would go out to dental offices and talk about PANDA. But let's start with the various partners in this very compelling initiative.
Yes. Every Delta plan has some form of a child abuse prevention program, and most of them are the PANDA programs. And what we did in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont was reach out to the dental professional associations, as well as some of the educational organizations such as New Hampshire Technical Institute. These organizations help train dental professionals, so we try to reach out to them and make arrangements to visit the schools when they have classes to teach them about preventing child abuse and what their responsibilities are as well. And we do have the full support of the dental societies and dental associations in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, as well as the hygiene and assisting associations. So it's been a great collaboration, and part of that collaboration also includes the New Hampshire Children's Trust Fund that has an arm of child abuse prevention, as well as Maine and Vermont prevent child abuse organizations.
Exactly. And in Vermont, they're coming up actually on May 4th. We have a in partnership with Prevent Child Abuse Vermont. We actually have a webinar coming up, and it's actually, while certainly there'll be a Vermont flavor to it, it's actually open to all New Hampshire and Maine dentists as well. So dental professionals, are on the front lines of prevention of child abuse. So why is that?
Well, what studies have shown is that 65% of the injuries children suffer from child abuse, physical child abuse, occur in the head and neck area, which are the areas that dental professionals typically examine. So they're more aware of it. And also studies have shown that parents are more likely to bring a child to their dental office rather than to an emergency room or a physician's office when they bring the child because the child has suffered an injury from child abuse and trying to mask it by an accidental injury. They feel like that dental professionals aren't as aware of the problem.
So we want our dental offices to be a change maker in a child's life. So when you, I know now it's done virtually, but prior to COVID, how would you help a dental office create the necessary environment and office policies to ensure that type of transparency and also understand about the mandated reporting, but also the point that you mentioned, which is that there's no, if you report suspected child abuse and it turns out it's not the case, there's nothing that will come back against you. So tell us all about that.
Sure. What we would do is either reach out to a dental office, make the offer, say, in our Incisor newsletter, or sometimes we get contacted directly from dental offices wishing to learn more about the program and what their responsibilities are. So we would make that visit usually during a staff meeting or during their lunch hour. We have a presentation. We have a video presentation if there is time for that. If not, I always bring, we have documentation in a nice pamphlet. It's kind of a toolkit to list the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect, what their individual state's reporting mechanism is, as well as their individual state's child protection law. All states have a child protection law, and the majority of states list dentists as mandatory reporters of suspected child abuse and neglect. So we would make those visits, have this open seminar, and have a good discussion with the office. And as you say, as a little perk for the office, we raffle off the panda bears as a gift. The panda bear is the symbol of the program, a nice little cuddly bear for a tragic subject.
And those panda bears are big hits because at the annual meetings coming up on April 9th in Vermont and April 16th in New Hampshire, we give them out in person when we had in-person meetings, and now through a virtual raffle. And I think people, while it's certainly a cuddly bear, I think they know how compelling and how serious this topic is. What surprises you when you've done, again, pre-COVID, the lunch and learns? Does the office staff generally know that they're mandated reporters?
No, they don't, which is, as you say, is surprising. It's not taught in the dental schools. We're trying to reach out to the hygiene schools to get that information across because, especially in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Child Protection Law says anyone who suspects child abuse and neglect shall make a report. So that includes the ancillary staff, the office staff, anyone within the dental office can make the report to the authorities about suspected child abuse or neglect.
Great. So let's go one more minute, and then we'll go to break. So once COVID hit, of course, the next story of COVID, when let's say come this fall that Dr. Fauci declares herd immunity and vaccines have occurred and we're back to, say, pre-COVID norm, one of the sort of hidden stories will be that, probably the the incidence of abuse, neglect may have exacerbated, you know, during COVID. So it's been even more important to get this message out now. So how have you been able to sort of pivot this educational effort in sort of a virtual world?
Through articles in our newsletter, through reaching out to dental offices and having those conversations. I will say that it is more as a call to us, asking us for the information. We can also set up a webinar. We've done a lot of dental office training through webinars and been quite successful doing so.
Great. All right. We will return with Eleanor Vienne, who directs our professional relations department and has been here, as Eleanor described, going on for 30 years and basically has all the answers. And every time that I need a question answered in professional relations, Eleanor is the guru on that. But today is about preventive use and neglect through dental awareness, and we will return with Eleanor after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Eleanor Vienne, who is our Director of Professional Relations at Northeast Delta Dental. Here we are March 27th and March 28th on the heels of April, which April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. There's February, of course, was Children's Dental Oral Health Month. So I really like the fact that months have the, you know, different themes with regard to oral health. Now, you've been here, as you said, you've been here 30 years, and so you've done probably hundreds of these, if not thousands of these, presentations on PANDA, which, again, for everybody's benefit, is an acronym that stands for Prevent Abuse Neglect Through Dental Awareness, an educational program for dental professionals and team to help them recognize the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect and their reporting responsibilities. Let's talk about baby bottle syndrome, because that could be a situation where conceivably there's a form of neglect there, but that may be more of a educational issue. So tell us about that.
Well, that if the child has that syndrome of having rampant decay in their baby teeth and it goes untreated, that is a form of neglect, child neglect, and it is reportable. And sometimes the parents don't understand. As you say, it's an educational effort as well. They don't understand, and it's amazing to me that people still think, oh, they're only baby teeth, they're going to lose them anyway, so I don't have to address this problem. But that's an educational issue that has to be addressed. By reporting the condition to the authorities, then the social workers can get involved and they can help the family get the resources that they need to get that child treated and taken care of. Perhaps there's a financial problem, you know, especially in these days where so many people have been laid off. They're just trying to keep a roof over their heads and food on the table, and dental care seems like it should be at the bottom of that list of necessities. But by the dental office contacting the authorities, then they can start that chain of events where a social worker can get involved and help the family, because that's their main focus, is they want to help the family. They don't want to split a family up. They don't want to take the children from the family. They want to, you know, the family and the children to survive and thrive. So that's you're really doing a good thing when you report something like that.
Right, because you want the family to stay together, and oftentimes it is just an educational challenge, you know, that needs to be addressed. So tell us again, who are the different partners in New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont that work with us on this program?
Sure. Each state's Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont's Dental Society or Dental Association, we have their full support. We have the full support of the New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine Dental Hygienist Association and the assistants, as well as some of the schools and colleges that have a dental program, whether it be hygiene or dentistry. We have the support of those organizations for the program. They understand the importance of the subject. And, in fact, at New Hampshire Technical Institute here in Concord, it's part of their curriculum for the hygienists and the assistants. We used to go there annually, and we're hoping to do so in perhaps in the fall when things open are more open.
Great. So in your many years of doing lunch and learns and working with these partners and working with NHI, what I'm assuming there's been a positive evolution. While certainly there's still surprisingly a number of people that don't know their mandated reporting requirements, I assume that because of Panda and our partners, there's been an improvement in this area.
Yes, and getting that word out as to who's the mandated reporters, and as the great point you made earlier, the child protection laws all have a clause, a Good Samaritan clause in there, that if you make a good faith report of what you suspect to be child abuse and neglect, then you can't be held liable either civilly or criminally for any actions that someone might want to take afterwards. You're just trying to do your due diligence and make sure the child gets the care and the attention that they need.
Precisely.
It's quite the revelation, especially I find that in the hygiene and assisting schools there. I can, and I said, not only can you, but should you make a report? If you suspect something, what I tell them is the social services folks can't be everywhere all the time. We as citizens have a responsibility to help them out and be their eyes and ears. If you were to see a child outside in the middle of winter with no jacket on and the child is 2 or 3 years old, wouldn't you want to intervene there? Something's definitely wrong. You don't want that child to be in danger, so you want to take some action that will help that child.
Well put, Eleanor. I'm so glad you're leading this program for us. And we do want to give credit to our sister Delta Plan, Delta Dental of Missouri, who came up with the idea close to 25 years ago. And both you and I were around when they came up with the idea.
So it was exciting to get the programs up and running.
Exactly. And I think I was just on a national Delta Dental board meeting last week, as you know, and I think very few people now recognize that Missouri was really the initiator, you know, of the program. So that's great. So, Eleanor, you do many other things, and so to kind of look at your career over 30 years, I think you would agree with me, you know, more and more people have dental coverage. We're pretty close to now having we're getting to our close to a million people in Maine, Hampshire, Vermont have Delta Dental, and of course there are other insurance companies out there. So, what's kind of in a macro way? What do you see as the big change? And in my view, it's just the understanding that the mouth is part of the body, and I think we've done a good job of connecting the head to the body, and you can't have good overall health without good oral health. Do you think that? Do you think we're getting there with that understanding?
I think we are. I think we've made a huge impact to that information getting out to the public and helping them and the dental offices in educating people about the importance of oral health and particularly in our Health Through Oral Wellness program, or HOW as we call it, powered by Provisor, where we provide the Provisor tool, an online tool, so that the dental professionals can do a risk assessment of the patient, whether it's a Northeast Delta patient or not, and it comes up with a report right then and there that scores the risk of the patient based on the information that's contained in the patient's chart that normally is checked at every dental appointment as to the number of caries, cavities that the person has, and so on and so forth, in their oral health habits. It can come up with a risk score for the risk of having more decay or having periodontal disease, and make some recommendations as to what is necessary to help address those issues. And these are all things that, you know, the hygienist and the dentist tell the patients, but when they have a written report in front of them, and it explains things in layman's terms for them, and it's a colorful, engaging report. It's not dry at all. That they see that, and they see I've got a number score, I've got a numeric score on my oral health. Just like when I go to my physician, I get a numeric score of my blood pressure, my weight, my heart rate, my respiration, my blood sugar levels, things like that. Well, this now quantifies what the dentist and hygienists have been telling the patients right along, and it gives them a nice report and something that they can think about, and they can understand better how they need to take care of themselves and what treatment may be necessary.
Yeah, and pictures worth a thousand words, and it is magical. I think we've had many of your colleagues on the show. We've had our registered dental hygienists, mm-hmm. Leanne and Krista, and we've had Dr. Carre, and we've had Dr. Arante, on, and many other dentist consultants, and universally, everybody's so excited about the health wellness program. And for me personally, to see this coming to fruition is awesome. I'm self-reporting here, so I'm not violating HIPAA. My score is 3, so I'm entitled to these additional enhanced benefits. And it's like magic. You have your cleaning. They already schedule for your next cleaning. They put the adult fluoride varnish, all paid for, generally speaking, by Delta Dental. So it's pretty exciting. The other trend in terms of getting the public to understand the importance of oral health is our sort of tagline now, which is that everybody deserves a healthy smile. And as you know, we're finally getting an adult dental Medicaid benefit for the adult population. Probably will occur in the next couple of years. And for years, we couldn't get it off first base, but now there's a general understanding of that. So it's a pretty exciting time in oral health, Eleanor, wouldn't you say?
It certainly is, and getting benefits and help to the adult Medicaid population is huge. That will, in long term, reduce emergency room visits and certainly a lot of pain and suffering that these folks are experiencing.
Exactly, and that's the thing. People finally understanding it. It'll actually save not only emergency room, but all those connectivities, relating to chronic conditions like diabetes. It'll actually ultimately, in the long run, potentially save on the medical side. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we even talk about the self-esteem issues involved with, getting employment, et cetera. So I think it's a real exciting time in oral health, and you've seen it evolve. We finally get the understanding out there that the mouth is part of the body, and you being a big part of that. And we haven't even touched on the many things, other things you do at Northeast Delta Dental, but we'll catch you one more time before you go into, and I know it may happen this year, it may not, but whenever you do retire, it'll certainly be a big loss to Northeast Delta Dental. So we'll have you on one more time as your sort of culminating story, which we just touched on today. So thank you, Eleanor, for all you've done for dental health in New Hampshire, the PANDA program specifically, which again stands for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness, April being Child Abuse Prevention Month. Eleanor Vienne, Director of Professional Relations, 30-year veteran at Northeast Delta Dental. Thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you, Eleanor.